Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, in a statement made public on Tuesday, Apple said that it is deeply concerned about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and said that it stands with all of those who are suffering as a result of this violence. Apple said that it is supporting humanitarian relief efforts and providing relief aid to those in need. And most importantly, the company said that it has stopped all product sales in Russia as a result of the country's decision to invade Ukraine. Currently, when browsing through the Apple online store in Russia, all of the products are listed as currently unavailable, and Apple is now displaying a message saying that the Apple online store is closed. This comes after the Vice Prime Minister of Ukraine called on Apple to halt all product sales in the country last week. The Vice Prime Minister also said that Apple should shut down the App Store in Russia, but so far it has not taken that step. But Apple has announced that it has pulled the Russian state media apps for RT News and Sputnik News from the App Store regions outside of Russia. And in collaboration with local authorities, Apple has followed Google's lead and disabled live traffic and incident reporting for Apple Maps in Ukraine. And Apple said that it is in continued communication with relevant governments on its actions and continues to evaluate its approach towards Russia. We've got Apple's full statement on the situation at the link in the show notes below, as well as a full email that Apple CEO Tim Cook sent to all Apple employees. In other news today, Apple's next Apple Watch Activity Challenge is officially on the calendar. The company has scheduled this activity challenge for International Women's Day, which is next week on March 8th. This challenge requires users to complete a workout of any category for at least 20 minutes, and you'll then unlock stickers that can be used in the Messages app and in FaceTime, as well as a limited edition badge in the fitness application. Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the Apple Watch for fitness and act as a way for Apple to guide users into taking advantage of the workout tracking features. You can complete the challenge with any workout application that logs data to Apple's fitness app and Apple's health application, and doing this again will unlock the virtual achievement and the stickers. You can also complete the challenge using Apple Fitness Plus, which is Apple's own workout service that offers a variety of different categories of content. And again, any category of workout qualifies for this challenge. It just needs to be 20 minutes or longer. Apple Watch users will be notified about this new activity challenge prior to when it kicks off on March 8th. Rounding out today, Apple has faced multiple accusations of anti-competitive practice in recent years, and it seems that there's more to come. This time, a group of developers has launched a project called the Open Web Advocacy that challenges Apple to allow other browser engines on iOS. The group wants developers to have access to the same features available in the iOS version of Safari, and it wants Apple to open up iOS to third-party browser engines. For those unfamiliar, iOS relies entirely on the WebKit browsing engine. This not only powers Safari, but also all web content on Apple's operating system. This means that even third-party browsers such as Google Chrome are required to use WebKit as their browser engine. This is because, unlike macOS, iOS doesn't support any other browser engines, so every web browser or even web interface that you see on iOS is really just Safari, but with a different design. This new Open Web Advocacy group is challenging this principle, saying that Apple should allow other browser engines on iOS so the iOS platform can be better for developing for the modern web. It would also increase competition because, as it stands today, there is essentially no web browser competition on iOS since everything is WebKit on the backend. The Web Advocacy Group also says that Apple should make all of the WebKit features available in Safari also available to third-party browsers. For instance, full-screen capabilities are limited in third-party browsers today, and Apple restricts Apple Pay support just to Safari. This means that third-party browsers do not offer support for content in full screen and can't offer support for Apple Pay, both of which are limitations that give Safari an unfair advantage. Ultimately, it's unclear how far this initiative will move, but the Open Web Advocacy Group is planning to take these concerns to the United Kingdom Competitions and Markets Authority, which could eventually someday result in policy changes being forced upon Apple. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.